This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
He doesn't want to do it. He's become like a Palestinian, but they don't like him because he's a very bad Palestinian. He's a weak one.
If I win, I will get that war stopped before I get to office.
Talking about Russia-Ukraine.
I'm talking about Russia-Ukraine. We'll get it stopped.
Hold on, that left me very confused. They're going in the direction of, because Habib's not talking about Ukraine.
Exactly.
Habib's talking about Palestine.
We're the one who actually saved you. We're the one that opened our doors to you. We said, here, share this with us.
We know there are many benefits to the use of black seed. That's why I used the black seed by Tasneem. And 50% of the profits from your order will go towards establishing the Deen Center, the Masjid and Megadawa Center. Use promo code The Deen Show for 15% off.
Assalamu alaikum, greetings of peace. Let's get to this debate, and I'll bring out my next guest because Trump and Biden has something to say about Palestinians. Was it something favorable or unfavorable? What did he actually mean? Let's bring out somebody to go ahead and discuss this with. Let's get to the clip, and then we'll bring out our next guest.
We are the biggest producer of support for Israel of anyone in the world, and so that's there are two different things. Hamas cannot be allowed to be continued. We continue to send our experts and our intelligence people as to how they can get Hamas.
As far as Israel and Hamas, Israel's the one that wants to go. He said the only one that wants to keep going is Hamas. Actually, Israel is the one, and you should let him go and let him finish the job. He doesn't want to do it. He's become like a Palestinian, but they don't like him because he's a very bad Palestinian. He's a weak one.
Speak your heart and let the world know. Bro, this is the Deen Show. Discussions on what's really real. Look at our law hills. Seeing transitions from another life. Like, look at our law guides. From the streets to Islam. Reformed, letting old habits go. Inspiration from around the globe. Bro, this is the Deen Show.
My next guest is the former director of religious affairs for the Canadian Islamic Congress. Currently, he's the director of Human Concern International. Here with me, back again. It's been a while. Back with us, Sheikh Ala. How are you?
Very good. How are you?
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen.
Nice to be back.
Very nice. You look very nice. It's been a while. Alhamdulillah. You're aged gracefully.
Not as good as looking as you. When I grow up, I want to be looking just as good.
MashaAllah. Thank you. Thank you for the compliment. Alhamdulillah. Okay. So he's talking about Palestinians. And he says he's acting. What did Trump say? He's talking about Biden's acting like a bad Palestinian. What do you take from that?
Well, we know that both are very staunch supporters of Palestine. And there's a huge politicians in that realm. And it's like a career make or break it. And we all know that. And the APAC is a very powerful lobby indeed. And that's a given. No matter who gets on, whether the Democrats or Republicans, they're always going to be supporting Israel. So that's not a surprise. What is surprising is the double standard and the hypocrisy when they use the exact same terminology that is given to Putin when they're using it with Ukraine. And you would think that they're talking about Israel. And that would be the right thing to do, but they weren't. They weren't talking about some Putin doing. They're accusing him of doing exactly the same thing as Israel doing to the Palestinians.
Yeah.
And the funny thing about it is that one of the comedians was actually talking about a man that is a war crime investigator and a lawyer, and he says, "You know, where are you from?" He says, "From Israel." So he was breaking down laughing. Out of all places that you're investigating war crimes, and he's going around the world to investigate war crimes, and he's just in his backyard and back home, right in Israel, they're committing the worst atrocities and war crimes in the history of mankind.
I want to show you one clip, and I want to get your take on this because it connects with this, what we're seeing here. He's mentioning Palestine just before this debate, probably, I don't know, a couple of weeks before this. Habib, our brother Habib, approached him, and he had mentioned Palestine right to him. Did you see that?
He said, "Will you, if you come in power, will you stop the war?"
Yeah. So let's watch this clip. And this is after that meeting with him and Habib at the UFC. Then he went on to another podcast. I think it was with a Logan Paul. And this is what he had to say.
Habib came up to me after the fight. He said to me, "Oh, I hope you can get in because we have to stop the wars. We have to stop the killing.
On the
so many people are being killed." He's a very smart guy, very interesting guy. We talked for a while. You guys would probably say he's the best ever, maybe, and he was just about my favorite guy. Right after the election, if I win, I will get that war stopped before I get to office.
Talking about Russia-Ukraine.
I'm talking about Russia-Ukraine. We'll get it stopped.
Hold on, that left me very confused. They're going in the direction of, because Habib's not talking about Ukraine.
Exactly.
Habib's talking about Palestine.
Yes.
And then on this program, he's saying, I'm going to get it stopped, but then the co-host from the Logan Paul show, he's like...
Caught him before you go to the other side.
He checked them, right?
Yes.
Is that what it seems like? Are you reading the same thing? What did you take from that?
And that's, again, they're very consistent. The double standard is very consistent, and the hypocrisy is very consistent. So there's no surprises there. I was actually optimistic to hear the words, I will come and stop the war. And all of a sudden, I'm thinking, you know, the war in Israel and Palestine and do the right thing and save lives and so on. As a leader of the democracy of the world and all of that stuff that we have been fed all of our lives, and apparently that they just have a one-track mind, that, you know what, when people said that these guys are different colors, different ethnicity, different people, for these guys don't matter. Because you know what it means, and that's just they want to stop the war, but no one in Israel, where it should be stopped after killing over 100,000 and wounded over 100,000 in total. There are like almost 40,000 deceased and over 60, unbelievable. Never in the world, in mankind, had ever seen this much atrocity. And the world is turning the other cheek. And they say, what? It's not me if it is, and so on. So when he said that, I was actually very disappointed, disheartened. I thought he was going to stand up and do the right thing. I was supposed to be the police of the world and doing something right. But unfortunately, they let us down once again.
Yeah, that's very interesting, because Habib, for those that didn't see that, we can go to this clip here.
50 times.
Thank you, man.
I don't know. I got a little girl all love, and I got to see. I think this could be an option.
Well, if it is,
50 times.
Thank you, man.
I don't know. I got a little girl all love, and I got to see. I think this could be an option.
Well, Habib. Just to give a background, Habib approaches Donald Trump. Donald Trump's a UFC fan. So he approaches him and says, hey, you need to get in to office, something like that, because you need to stop these wars. And then Trump says, hey, if I get in, we're going to stop this. So then he's on this Logan Paul interview, and he's talking about the story with Habib. And lo and behold, right at the end, he's about to say Palestine, and the guy cuts him off and says, no, Ukraine.
Exactly.
And then another thing is, here in this debate, Trump is attacking Biden for $100 billion,
he said.
$100 billion.
Yeah.
So we're talking about America first, but we're sending all this money to Ukraine. But now it's like, you know, you can't touch upon the same talking point here when you say, hold on, what about all the money we're sending over here to, you know, to kill all these innocent children?
Yes. And I think, you know, politicians are a different breed, I understand. But, you know, I have said it before. I have a dream to see an honest politician. I've said it on the pulpit. I've said it online. And you know what? The only one that I may have some certain respect for is Bernie Sanders.
Mm-hmm.
Even though he was in a Jewish faith, but he speaks the truth, regardless of the ethnicity, background, and all of that. But he at least said, you know what? We're funding this war. If that's not leverage, what is? Can we not stop this? And this, we have to differentiate, obviously, between Zionist and Judaism. That's, everybody knows about Zionism and Judaism. So even the Jewish people, those who have a heart, those who have a soul, those who have a mind, those who have the righteous thing that they're doing, they stand up for what's right, not in my name. And I've seen them, I know them, some of them are friends, and they stand up for what's right. And you know, even Hizb al-Fudul, when Prophet Muhammad ﷺ did the right thing with different, doesn't matter where you were coming from, but we did the right thing. And they are. That's what I'm trying to tell the people. Listen, you cannot paint everybody with the same brush. You can't. Don't be ignorant like other people paint everybody else with the same brush. It's the Zionist movement. It's the Zionism that we were after. We were after justice. We're after everything else. But so, Bernie Sanders, when he said that, I had some certain respect for him to be able to say the truth. And obviously, their party doesn't want him to do, because they claim that he has a social agenda, whatever it is that they're doing, just to get him out, because he knows that may not be good for the APAC, for him. They're not going to back him when they're going to go against Israel or try to do the right thing. Because he has said, if there is no Israel, he said, we have to have invented in Israel, because that's where their foothold. They want to get the resources in the Middle East and divide and conquer for a purpose that we do.
And that's exactly that. Now the masks are falling. The people are actually seeing. You can see who's actually telling the truth and who's not. Because history will not be so kind on those who were on the wrong side of history.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, if people are like, well, this is self-defense, this is their survival, this is the Jewish people's survival, because now Muslims are the boogeyman, they're coming to get, you know, the Jews. So this is like usually what they feed the public, that now if they don't, you know, do this, that Muslims are going to take over, conquer, and they're going to kill all the Jews.
But that's propaganda war. You understand? Fear-mongering. You know what? Oh, they're coming to get us, mom. You know, wake up and smell the hummus and all of that stuff. Run, run. You know, run for your life. Run for us, run. And all of that stuff. That doesn't wash anymore because people see the truth. You cannot lie to people for 9 months after they've seen you destroyed Gaza down to rubble. You understand? And people say, oh, defend yourself. Defend yourself? How many people did you kill? You've killed more Israeli citizens and Jews more than anybody else. With the Hannibal, the law that they said you cannot make no take hostages.
Hannibal directive. Yeah,
exactly. So you were the one who's killing more than anybody else. Why would you do that? You have the right to defend yourself, and Palestinians have no right to defend themselves? Is that what you're telling me? And you go back in history, so, oh, we can't. Even Jews now are telling you they lied to us. All these camps and all that stuff, they fed down, they shoved down the throat, and they control the social media, but they lost the propaganda war big time. They know that. Even the 8,200, the unit that works specifically to control the social media, they've been exposed. Everything has been exposed. They lost the propaganda war. They lost the world support. They cannot use the Holocaust as a trump card anymore. Nobody does, because the Palestinians were the one that actually extended the hand to bring the Jewish people come in. And the Zionists turned that, and they took the knife, stabbed them in the back. And that's exactly what the world sees. How many people now are unheard of that actually say, we now recognize Palestine? It's unheard of. So the world is turning and people see the truth. It's taken time. It's taken sacrifice. It's taken a toll. But that's what it is. Because you cannot live in a way that you can just being living. But we want to be alive. These people cannot be living under this humiliation. You have absolutely no hope. So they think they cut the tree, but they don't understand that we're seeds. The more you cut, you cannot destroy an idea. It is impossible for you, because when you take the rubbles down, the souls and the hearts are hung in the heavens with Allah. So you will never be able to defeat us. They know that. The rabbis know that. In their books, they know that. And everybody else knows that. But they cannot come to fact and realize that this is a losing war. And this man called Netanyahu is only in it to save himself, to save his chair, because he knows if the war ends, he is going to be on the hook. And that's why he's starting to finish a war, wants to start another war. He was ready to declare that they lost and we won, and they got nailed. Even the spokesperson for the Jewish army, the Israeli army, is the IDF, IOF, but occupied, not defense. He's saying that, we are winning. And even the generals in the army says, stop saying that. It's a lie. We are not. We at least 2 years to come even close to dismantle anything close to it. You cannot defeat an idea. It's something that it will always run. And the more you kill, the more resistant the people will become. And the more people will buy into this. And forgive me for being emotional, because, wallahi, you know, my wife is from Gaza. I was supposed to go to Gaza.
You have family in Gaza?
Yeah, Sheikh, I do. And we hear the numbers. We hear the people, that the whole family falls. I've been to different places trying to serve the community. And I've seen the children that lost their parents. And they're absolutely a mess. So, you know what? I don't know when enough is enough. And when these guys have realized that, you know what? You're not selling the idea to the world. You're losing the war. Cut your loss and move on. Work on, even though we want the one-state solution, because obviously they don't want that because of it. But we will take the two-state solution and live in peace till when Allah decrees the matter. And everybody knows that they know Armageddon is coming. We know it. It's in everybody's books. It's inevitable. They know about the 80 years. Do you know about what's going on? Even the Quran states it in Surah Al-Isra, and everybody knows about it. So why do the innocent people have to pay the price? Mm-hmm. Just because if some politicians have a personal issue that they have to protect, one single soul is better than millions of people that they can destroy their lives? I don't understand how they can go to sleep at night, wallahi.
Tell me now, you are a religious leader in your community, you're an imam, like you said earlier, you get up on the pulpit, you speak, and you've been studying this book, the Quran, for a very long time. Does your religion teach you? Is it a base of your religion to hate Jews?
Absolutely not. Actually, as a matter of fact, we can marry from the people of the book, and the people of the book are known, the Christians and Jews. Could you imagine, I'm allowed to marry you, honey. I love you, but I have to kill you. Yeah. That's the stupidest thing of arguments. Is we're supposed to hate you. I love you, but I hate you. How do you do that? Are you allowed to marry a woman that is of a Jewish faith or a Christian faith? I understand there's a difference between the scholars, especially in the West and all of that. But realistically, we are allowed. The people of the book, it's Surah Al-Ma'idah 5:5. That's all you have to remember.
5:5.
It's Surah Al-Ma'idah of chapter 5. That's all you have to remember. Their food and their women. So it is permissible for us, regardless of the difference of opinions. But do you understand that even Prophet Muhammad lived among Jews in peace, and the treaty was there. They were only ousted when they wanted to kill him. So you understand that history was also there. We haven't been enemies for anyone because of their faith. As a matter of fact, the Quran says, لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلِيَ دِينَ. To you, my way, my way. So like, you have your way, I have my way. لَا إِكْرَهَ فِي الدِّينَ. No compulsion of religion. And even then, my brother, even in jihad, even if we do that, and I talked about this, and I'm trying to get the message across, even when demonstrations or public speaking, I'm trying to get the people to understand, look what our religion teaches, and look what the other side, not their religion, but what they believe they justify the killing of innocent women, innocent children, because they think they're actually future soldiers. And so they kill the children, and they kill the women because these are the makers of the future soldiers. And that's justifiable. That's why they don't shed a tear. They celebrate on social media, blowing things up, and they're proud of it. Hospitals, so many war crimes, and the world is just turning and saying absolutely nothing. It's unbelievable that we live in this age of time, and people can say, you know what, as long as it doesn't touch me, I'm okay with it. As long as I have the 2.2 this, and I have the car and the house and everything else. When I sat with the multi-faith committee, I said, I challenge any of you to go and live in Palestine under the same circumstances. Wallahi, they shut up. They couldn't say anything else. So they treat people like animals, and they expect them to act like human. And that's where the problem is. Mm-hmm. So our religion teaches that the Ten Commandments of War, with all due respect to the Ten Commandments of War, as I mentioned before, but look at the difference. This is called the mafhum al-mukhalafa, the knowledge of the opposite. Look at what Islam teaches and see on your screens. Now, I'm going to tell you, but you can see it on your screen. You can see it. You can read it. You can everything else. Nobody's going to tell you. When we send a war, like an army to a war, the Ten Commandments of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the successors after him, do not kill a woman, do not kill a child, do not kill an old man, do not kill an animal, do not cut a tree down, do not pollute their water, do not invade them at night. You will find those who doing whatever it is that they're doing. Do not fight those who are actually leaving you alone. Fight only those who fight you. And it's amazing when you talk about, don't kill a woman, they're killing women. Yeah. Don't kill a child, they're killing children. Don't kill an old man, they're killing old man. Because that's all they can. Because they can defend the guys that are fighting. So they take their vengeance out on rebels and everything else that they just carpet bomb and everything else. And don't cut a tree down. Even like you got all that save the whale, green this and all the environment. Don't kill an animal unless you want to. You're dying of hunger. Don't invade them at night so you're not waking. You're not wasting even the compassion of Islam about the nursing child and a mother. Don't wake them up. You know, isn't that amazing? Don't pollute their water. Don't burn their homes. So you're not supposed to be. They're burning. They're not burning homes. They're demolishing homes. Mm-hmm. They're stealing. They're cutting everything down. Not only that, they're taking, they're stealing the cattle, just like that. And their army's defending them. Isn't that amazing? And now, when we think about what we're supposed to do, it says, you will find those who worship God in their own ways, leave them to worship God in their own ways. That's freedom of religion. Fight only those who fight you.
And this is these are the commands now given to the generals of the army from Prophet Muhammad,
yes,
to the commanders,
correct? Absolutely.
I heard, this is also interesting, I heard also that people could check this up, that when they were at one point after World War II, now they're like, okay, the powers of the world, they're like, hold on, we got to put some rules here. There's going to be some more wars, so we got to be more humane. And the only place they can really get any kind of clear instructions is actually from Islam.
Exactly.
So the Geneva Conventions is actually being derived from the life of Prophet Muhammad and his companions. Did you know this?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Actually, some are using it, and even in the White House and the library, and they're still using it. As a matter of fact, I was told that there was another faith
that was taken in Surah An-Nur, the inheritance rules.
Yeah.
Because it's very comprehensive. They actually followed that, because this religion is not a man-made religion. It's a divine. It comes from our Maker, and nobody else will be able to tell you better than our Maker.
And it seems like, you know, the people who like to attack Islam, if they're listening to, you made a video and I shared it, and you were going over exactly these 10 commands of war. And these are very humane if you look at it.
Absolutely.
You know, not killing innocent men, women, children, monks in their place of worship, tearing down places of worship and all this other stuff. But then you see people, you just, you know, gave an example that they're actually doing all this.
The exact opposite.
So where are the humanitarian, you know, the feminists, the people out there, you know, who are on center stage in the media? It seems like, you know, they'll mention Ukraine and other countries, but here they're like zip, zip, hush, hush. They don't really say much.
Yeah. But it's a different lens.
Like masks are coming off. You can really get to
see.
Yeah.
And that's why more people are embracing Islam now than anybody else. So many people contacted this Prophet of Allah to just want to embrace Islam. You know why? Because people in Gaza, Ahl al-Izzah, the people of honor and resilience, and those who want to stand up for what their rights, minimum requirement. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says those who don't fight you in your deen and don't fight you in your religion, you're supposed to treat them like parents. Minimum requirement. Don't fight me in my religion. Let me live like a way I worship God Almighty. And don't fight me, don't kick me out of my home. Not too much to ask. So when I sit on the multi-faith committee, when I ask them, is that too much to ask? Of course not. And that's why not just the people in Gaza, they taught, or in the Palestine, they taught the non-Muslims, or not yet Muslims, to become Muslims. They also taught Muslims how to live Islam. Practical walk in pulpits, a true living Quran and Sunnah. How to hold on to the truth and know that there's a wisdom, a divine wisdom behind every decree, and whatever happens to you is good for you. No matter how much, Allah will never put a burden upon you more than you can handle. So they show us the patience, the beautiful patience. How do you have a child in your hand that dies and your child is supposed to bury you? How do you actually have the heart to bury your own child? If you've seen the grandfather kiss the eye of a grandchild, where are the humanity? Where are the people that say, you know, save this and save that? If they even see a dog in a well, they have a whole CNN special on it. They save the dog. Unbelievable. You know what I'm just saying? Save the Whale Foundation. How about Save Humanity Foundation? How about save people? How about save a soul? Because Islam says if you save a single soul, as if you save the whole humanity. And if you kill one innocent single soul, as if you say kill the whole humanity. It's nothing new I'm sharing. Mm. Everybody knows that by now.
And then you, just like you, you're a authority in the Muslim community as far as a teacher. And imagine now you getting out there and you're justifying the opposite, and you're saying it's okay, and justifying, which Islam obviously doesn't, the hurting, the killing of innocent human beings. But you do have, on the other side, it's like so hard to believe. Mm-hmm. It's unbelievable. You're seeing, like, right when you're online, when people start to, you know, it's like a war zone out there in X. You ever use X? Mm-hmm. And, you know, you're trying to, you know, reply to some people, and then they're attacking Islam. And I just kindly, I say, what do you have to say about this?
Exactly.
You know, so I'll send them. And you're actually one of the videos. So you have in the first part of it, it has this Zionist rabbi, and he's like quoting from Samuel 1:15,
exactly,
saying when you go into a town, everybody goes, pretty
exactly
much. Then there's another one about the other rabbi's talking about the smashing the child against the rocks.
That's right.
You know that one, right?
Absolutely.
I'm like, it blows your mind. So imagine these were imams talking like that. Then at the end of the video, you come out in your video saying they're not our teachers.
Exactly.
If they take the food, we give them food. And then you break down
exactly
everything. Yeah.
And that's exactly what they did. They cut off the water. We say, don't pollute your water. Don't burn their homes, they burn our homes. And that's exactly what it's all. They cut off everything in front of everyone, and they boast about it. And they said, these are animals, we'll deal with animals. And that's exactly what we have to raise awareness. Ignorance is number one enemy. And if we do that, that's exactly what we're after. Alhamdulillah.
I want to show this clip that I'm referring to for people that haven't seen it.
But the point is right here that Hashem say, do not have mercy on the children.
And what Israel has to do, which I'm hoping, of course, they will, is they are going to what's called raise Gaza. They're going to destroy it.
There is no permission from the Torah to have any mercy whatsoever during war. not on children, not on women, not on anybody.
But the point is right here that Hashem say, do not have mercy on the children.
Kill all their children also. Why? There's no difference between them and their children.
Kill all their children also. Why? There's no difference between them and their children. In 10 years from now, these children will attack you on the way.
Here, we're not playing by your rules. We're playing by the rules of the Torah.
The verse in the whole Bible, it says, happy is the one that takes the infants of Babel and of Edom and smashes them on the rock. The ultimate revenge, or revenge again, are going, innocent infants.
Shukran.
Happy is the one that takes the infant. And smashes them and kills them on the rock. And then we bless Hashem for the food that we ate.
Have you heard of the Ten Commandments of War? Well, let me tell you what it's all about, but I want you to listen to it and compare it to the other side, and you'll see who we truly are, and that's why you should be proud of yourself. This is what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his successors, after him, when they sent an army, here's the instructions. Do not kill a child. Do not kill a woman. Do not kill an old man. Do not kill an animal unless suffices your hunger. Do not cut a tree down. Do not burn their homes. Do not pollute their water. Do not invade them at night. When he was asked why, he says he may not wake that nursing child and the mother. And you will find those who devoted themselves to worship God in their own ways. Leave them to worship God in their own ways. Fight only those who fight you. Now you'll understand why you should be raising your head up high and proud to be a Muslim. Not the other side do the exact opposite and justifying it for whatever means they have. They may cut off the water from us, but we give them the water. They may cut off the food, but we give them food.
It was very hard listening to the first part. It's very soothing when you came on, and this is like goes with the just the compassion and love that the human being is supposed to have. But listening to the other guys, it's like, why aren't they on the mainstream media and people are questioning about this?
And that's exactly what Islam teaches. The innate, it's a primal instinct. It's a natural way. We don't have to shove down the throat. It's the proper matter. As a matter of fact, there was a social studies that was done. There was a, they hid the book. And I know it's online. They actually hide the book, what the identity of the book was.
Yes.
And they took some excerpts, exactly what these guys are saying, and even more. There were more stuff that was horrible. So this is a horrible book, the Quran, the Muslims and Islam, see the fundamentals, the jihadists and all of that stuff. And they turned out it's not, it wasn't the Quran. It was actually the Bible, the Old Testament and New Testament. So they said, okay, well, now they see it in a different lens. And that's why people are actually embracing Islam, as I mentioned. People are actually being, the ignorance, as I said, the number one enemy is being eradicated by raising awareness. And that's when we talk about mafhum al-mukhalafa, the knowledge of the opposite. Here's what they say and preach, but here's what Islam says and preach.
What do you think would happen to you, okay? Again, or any other Muslim scholar, preacher, teacher, and they were teaching the first part of the video.
Well, the answer is obvious. I'm not going to insult anyone's intelligence to tell you what it is. It's very well known. I mean, if we say anything, it's done. You're toast. You get your one-way ticket. You're out, or you're in prison, or you never see your family again, and whatever it is, you're labeled, you're titled, and that's it. Your career is gone. Your family is gone. Everything's gone. But they have a carte blanche. They can do whatever they want. There's no measuring stick. There's no one that will hold them accountable. You know why? Because with all due respect, I'm in this country because you cannot be the judge, the defendant, and the prosecutor at the same time. You cannot be the police and the one who funds those and do everything else behind. All these hidden agendas on Judgment Day will find no one, because the true justice will be done on Judgment Day. And the true court, where God Almighty is the judge, not the one that you can bribe, not the one that you can buy, not the one that you're funding, will only be by God Almighty. And that's why we say infinite justice, Judgment Day. That's what Judgment Day is all about. True judgment, where nobody else can be by. You cannot bribe an angel. You cannot fool God Almighty. Everything is recorded. Everything will testify for you or against you.
Do you know a lot about Christian Zionism?
Yes, unfortunately, you have read. I've studied.
compared to 5 years of my life. I'm not the expert, but I know enough to...
How do you like explain it? Because this is a very... one of my guests called it an unholy alliance. because here we are as Muslims. Yeah. I mean, and I like to give the example of... you mentioned Prophet Muhammad. You had the Medina Charter.
Right.
And then you have people who could look at Salah ad-Din Ayyubi. Right. You have Omar, radiallahu anhu, the second caliph. When he came into Jerusalem, this part of the world now where all this, you know, chaos is happening, this evil, this genocide is happening. But at that time, Jews were kicked out, not by Muslims, by Christians, actually, right?
Exactly.
And he repopulated when he came, and he said, where are the Jews? Mm-hmm. They weren't there. The Christians kicked them out.
Right.
And he brought in how many? 70, 80 families and actually repopulated mm-hmm. Jerusalem. Is this correct history?
Absolutely, Sheikh. And the only thing about it is when you think about history, you cannot deny it. It's the fact. But what they try to do is they take it out of the curriculum. For example, they say, okay, don't teach this anymore. And time will wash it out and people will forget. As a matter of fact, studies show that 2 weeks, you're thinking of something else. Totally. But they've done such a great job where they bought the media. They control everything. So they understand now they control everybody's mind. And research shows that politicians and lawyers... Sorry, I'm not going to go there. Okay. And social media, these are number one and two. Politicians and social media, they control the brain masses. But if you think of the why do the Christians do this, evangelicalists exist, because they think that the resurrection of Christ, Jesus Christ, may peace be upon him, will have to be there. So, but do you understand that?
To hasten the return of
Jesus.
Yes, yeah.
And that's they do it for that. It is a religious thing. So don't tell me it's not religious. It is religious. So let's be honest with each other. This is a religious war. They know that. The Speaker of the House said that. This is they support him unconditional just because of the return of Jesus, may peace upon him. But we believe in Jesus, the true Jesus. They don't. They actually think that he's an imposter. We're the one that helped you. As a matter of fact, it's in your book that you're the one, allegedly, that they killed Isa, Jesus Christ, may peace upon him. So
that's according to the Bible.
That's according to the Bible. So you like the guys that killed your Lord according to what you believe in, allegedly, of course, as Muslims.
And
we
say
know
that he's in the hellfire, you know, in feces, his mother, you know, laid down with the wrong, it's disgusting.
Unbelievable. And that's
while we praise him,
yes.
You know, as one of the greatest messengers,
absolutely.
His mother, a chapter named after her in
right
the Quran.
On. And we respect and revere as a Muslim is not a Muslim unless he believe in Jesus Christ, Muslim, that he is born of a woman and no man is touched. And
you believe he's the Messiah?
Absolutely, he is the Messiah. If you don't believe that, it's in the Quran. Go check it out. A Muslim is not a Muslim unless he believes that he's alive. He's coming back. He's the Word of God. He is a spirit from God. He gave life to the dead. All of this by the permission of God. So when I tell people about Jesus Christ, I thought you were the Antichrist, man. We're not, wallahi, but if you try to convince that people, they don't get it. They don't understand.
But someone else is Antichrist. It's odd.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And that's what we're trying to say. Listen, go to the facts, not fiction, and think about what Islam truly teaches, and think about why is it that you're trying to hide. So people that actually you're good with them, and said, when I said on the multi-faith, they said, okay, you know what, we know that they did this, but we tried not to talk about it. But that doesn't eradicate facts. It doesn't change things. Facts are facts. As a matter of fact, the Pope says, it is what it is. It is as it was. As a matter of fact, you know, Mel Gibson got barred from because he told the truth. And that's basically, but as Muslims, of course, you know what? We know that he's still alive. He's coming back. He will establish justice. He will lead again to it and so on and so forth. So we're on the same page, but you picked the wrong side.
Mm-hmm. How do you, and you do have so many, you have so many people who are starting to see through this, the propaganda, the programming. And then you also have some Jews, academics and others who are honest, who have integrity, and they're coming out, speaking out on behalf of what's happening. And then they also come out speaking against what's happening, the injustices, and also talking about how Islam saved the Jews. If it wasn't for Islam, you know, you have David Warrenstein who came out and others like him, academics, who say Islam saved the Jewry.
That is the fact.
That's a fact.
Because they know the people who said, Ahlan wa sahlan, welcome family and friends, we open our homes. We shared things with you. You can see, you can go check. It's online. The people that, you know, don't let us down. Don't kill us as this. We're the one who actually saved you. We're the one that opened our doors to you. We said, here, share this with us. Stay with us. But is this hal jaza'ul ihsan ihsan? Isn't kindness supposed to meet with kindness?
You know, then now they turn around and say, you know what, we're going to take that land, and it's justifiable. And the history is long. I'm not going to solve this issue here, nor that it is going to be solved anytime soon. But God Almighty promised. They believe the same thing, too, that God Almighty promised their land to return and all of that stuff from the river to the sea. I'm not going to go into the because I'd like you to stay on the air. But either or, it's a fact. However, we know for sure that justice will be done on earth before in the heavens. But we just have to be patient and see the wisdom behind it and pass the test.
Mm-hmm. How do you, for the people that are new to this topic now, they don't really know much. First time they're tuning in and they're hearing this discussion, they say it's complicated, right? How do you like to summarize it so the average person who understands, like if somebody came into their home that was passed down from their generations and generations of their grandfather and their parents and they've been there, and then somebody comes from Europe and wants to throw them out, they'll be like, hey, that's not happening. They understand that, right?
Yes.
So, but then over here, it's complicated.
Yeah. I know. You see, that's where the double standards is about, and they can just hear what they want to hear, see what they want to see, and tell you what you want to hear. And that's not the truth. And that's why I tell the intellectual individuals, make a well-rounded, informed decision. Don't just listen to one side. Do your own research. Look, everything is online. There's not a history. It's not a mystery. The history is there. And you can see, like just what they said. You know what? Oh, excuse me. I'm going to have to get you out of your home now. I mean, it's mine now. And that's what they've seen it. They've done so many videos about it. And it's like, what? What are you talking about? This is my home. No. It's mine now because God Almighty told me that. What God Almighty wants you to kill innocent women and children? What kind of God is that? What kind of religion preaches this? Well, that's why people kind of rebel this. They don't accept the fact. They don't accept the fact that in the name of God, you kill innocent women and children. And, you know, and you take people's land with justification. And rob. And it's online. They can tell you, you know what? We'll get you a visa right away. We'll get you a job right away. And we'll get you a home to claim, oh, I bought this with no evidence. Injustice is unbelievable. Cut down the trees. Ruin people's lives in front of the world's eyes. And they just pretend that they don't see anything. I see no evil. I hear nothing. I see nothing. But what will be done unto you. It's a debt you have to repay. If you don't do something about it, if you don't stand for something, you will fall for anything. And that's exactly what we're trying. It doesn't matter if you're black or white. It doesn't matter your ethnicity. It doesn't matter your creed. It doesn't matter your belief. We're supposed to be human beings first. As I said to people, wallahi, you don't have to be a Muslim to see the truth. You just have to be human.
Chapter 5, verse 32 of the Quran, it has me always thinking when I hear these certain religious figures on that side and they're saying what they were saying in that video. I think about chapter 5, verse 32 of the Quran, where God Almighty Allah is saying the meaning of which is, and I'm paraphrasing, that we ordain for the children of Israel that killing one innocent being is you kill the world, saving one innocent being is saving the world, for them not to do that. So then it has me thinking that this is the text that they changed, that they probably, to suit an agenda at that time,
right,
they did that. So now they're using the same thing for this time. But isn't this, tell me, you're the religious figure now, right, this verse, chapter 532, it doesn't this prove that they changed the text and they're not supposed to be doing that?
The beauty of the Arabic language is actually differentiate between the definite and the indefinite. So من قتل نفس بغير نفس أو فساد فرد فكأنما قتل الناس جميعا ومن أحياها فكأنما أحيا الناس جميعا. From the beginning of the verse, but the end of it, it says, because of that, you see the word nafs here, it doesn't have alif lam, it's not definite, it's not the nafs, it's the soul, it's the same, no, it's any soul, man qatala nafs, those who kill an innocent soul, Christian, Jew, Buddhist, Zionist, I don't care, believer, disbeliever, atheist, agnostic, I don't care, Muslim, doesn't matter. God Almighty says, if you kill an innocent soul, as if you kill humanity.
This is in the Quran.
In the Quran. And if you save any soul, doesn't have to be a Muslim, as if you save humanity. And that's what we believe in. And that's why I tell people, there's no such a thing as carpet bombing in Islam. And, you know, kill people first and apologize later. Because you will be held accountable for every single soul you have killed. And there's no such a thing as, you know, oh, sorry, you have to pay a diya. The judge can, there are three things. If you kill one innocent person, if no justification, the judge has the right for the wali, the guardian of the person that you killed, has the right to say, you know what, after proven that you killed him, the guardian says, you know what, I want the person to be, the one that killed my son, to be killed. Number two says, no, I don't want him to be killed, but he pay financial ransom. Number three, I don't want him to be killed. I don't want financial ransom. I just forgive him and be free. And that's the three stages that we preach and we do, and it's justice is done. But then the other side, unfortunately, kill first, and then, you know what, send blankets later or send boxes with their logo. Oh, here, eat something, because apparently, but they have to be alive to eat, dude. Instead of spending that much money, $100 billion for aid of this, and how about spend that to peace? How about to spend it for something that, you know, don't rob people resources. You don't have to kill everybody else just so you can live in a fancy home or have a fancy car, or you can have your oil done for cheap, and it doesn't matter for the rest of people, because they don't matter, because their skin is different. They're born in a different place. They don't believe in what we believe. Where is your humanity? Where is your heart? Where is your soul? How, as I said, how do you look at yourself in the mirror, and how do you go to sleep at night?
Yeah, and I guess we'll close with that, that the hypocrisy, which you started off with talking about, you know, all this money, you mentioned all the things that you can be doing, especially here now in this part of the world with all the resources, all the money that's being shipped somewhere else, and we're saying America first. But then we can understand that for Ukraine or wherever, people are objecting to that, sending all the taxpayer money. What about here now?
Exactly.
All the money that's going,
look at the homeless.
Wasting, yeah, homeless. And
look at the people who are hungry. Look at the people who have been, look at the veterans. Look at. So many things. Why don't you fix things at home first? No. This is the foreign policy, because of control of the East and the West. The control of our powers. Because God Almighty in Surah Al-Haqqa, He actually mentioned that vividly. He says, مَا أَغْنَى عَنِّي مَالِيَ هَلَكَ عَنِّي سُلْطَانِيَ. Two things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said will not help you on Judgment Day. The two things that ruin this world and the powers to be, because they are running after these two. He says, مَا أَغْنَى عَنِّي مَالِيَ. My wealth did not come in my aid. هَلَكَ عَنِّي سُلْطَانِيَ. The power and the disposition and controlling of everything else will not come. You know why? Because you will come on Judgment Day unclothed, with no pockets, no power, no army, no UN, no whatever it is, a world organization that you bought already that is not working. They're working for you on your agenda. One person can veto anything else. It doesn't matter what the world says. One person. Because that's not going to happen. So if you're fighting over money and power, God Almighty says it will not help you on Judgment Day. And He's telling you that's exactly what's going on today.
What do you like to say to people who say, okay, we need to do this, send this money, because that's our only ally there. This is, they got our back there, right? Otherwise, all these Muslims, you know, they're going to come on the attack. And
you know, it isn't funny that, even when they said that to give the Ukraine the aid and all of that stuff, and they haven't really gone to history and see that, you know what, what it is. And they looked at, you know, you're poking the bear, literally poking the bear. You want them to be in NATO. So you're right on the border of Russia, and you're okay with it. But you had very difficult issues when they had the crisis of when they had it on your border. You know what I mean? Cuba, yeah. The Cuba Missile Crisis.
Yeah.
So you're not okay with that? But you're okay with the other side. So again, the double standards. So that's basically, you have to be fair, because people are not blind anymore. People are not ignorant anymore. They can see through you. And that's what I said. You know, the honesty will prevail. Truth will prevail. You can only lie so long, and you can only be double standard and hypocrite for so long.
Well, thank you. Thank you for spending some time with us. Any closing remarks? Anything else you want to close with?
Just my brothers and sisters, any humanity out there, it doesn't matter what you think, what you see on your TV or what you hear on your social media. I want you to be fair for yourself. Make a well-rounded, informed decision. Don't be bought and don't sell out. And don't just follow whatever it is that they want to hear, and don't be brainwashed. Do your own independent research and find out the history of what happened. And look at the truth before you right now. Look at how they are losing the battle and the war. Because the truth is that they're killing everyone in town. Innocent women, innocent children, innocent men, and everything else. They're bulldozing children. They're bulldozing schools. They're bulldozing hospitals. What else do you want? There's the proof is in the pudding. You can talk for so long, but talk is cheap. But actions speak louder than words. And that is the truth. See what you can see and hear what you can hear. But remember, you cannot be on the wrong side of history, because history will not be very kind for those who are on the wrong side of history.
Thank you very much. Thank you for being with us.
A pleasure and honor. Thank you for having me.
And if you guys like to know more, go ahead and visit thedeanshow.com. We'll get you a free, because we're talking about certain verses from the Quran. What does Islam say? Don't let them fool you. Pick up the Quran for yourself. We'll get it to you for free. Thedeanshow.com. We'll send it to you. You can read for yourself. And we'll see you next time. Until then, don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss episodes like this one. Until next time, peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.